We now have some good news stories from Norwich. Over 100 workers at a call centre who thought they'd lost their jobs have all found a new employer. Black Beauty, a novel written in Old Catton, is the subject of a new exhibition. Teams from Norfolk businesses have been playing golf to raise funds for the NNAB. And the NNAB itself has been honouring some of its volunteers.
Workers at a city call centre are today breathing a sigh of relief after being told they can keep their jobs after an insurance firm's extraordinary intervention. Swinton Insurance had announced that it was closing the Rosary Road Centre, where 146 employees are based. But rival firm Adrian Flux, which is taking over the lease on the building, has offered jobs to everyone who is currently working there, with 117 having already accepted. Other staff have until September to make a decision on the new jobs.
Norfolk author Anna Sewell's classic story of Black Beauty is being celebrated in a special exhibition marking the 140th anniversary of the book. Written from her home in Old Catton in the 1870s, the author's much-loved story, told through the eyes of a horse, was first published by Jarrold & Sons in 1877, and it has gone on to captivate readers around the world, with more than 50 million copies sold across the globe. Jarrold & Sons commissioned artist Cecil Alden to create a series of watercolours for a 1912 edition of the book, and a selection of these illustrations are a key focus of the new exhibition, which has just opened at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell. Visitors can also see a special model of Black Beauty in the museum's courtyard, and there are different editions of the book on display.
Teams from businesses across Norfolk helped to raise more than £4,000 for Norfolk's local Sight Loss charity at a golf day. A total of 72 golfers joined former Norwich City players Jeremy Goss and Grant Holt at Borborough Golf Club for the event, in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Before the competition got underway, the participants were treated to a demonstration tee-off by visually impaired golfer Robin Sizeland. Overall winners of the competition were a team from Angaterra Energy, consisting of Martin Hardy, Nick Stringer, Sean Lawless, and Henry Kilpatrick. Jeremy Goss, head of fundraising at the charity, said, "We're delighted with the amount raised at our golf day, a sum which has helped considerably by generous sponsorship by Holden Motors, Aquaterra Energy, and Barclays, as well as support from Borborough Golf Club."
Without volunteers, charities across the county would not be able to do some of the fantastic work for their communities and raise the vast sums that allow them to keep going. One charity in Norfolk has gone the extra mile to show its support for its volunteers by hosting a party for more than 100 of them in Norwich. The NNAB held its annual volunteers reception at its Bradbury Activity Centre in Edward Street. The party recognised the contributions made by volunteers to the charity's team of more than 250 volunteers who help by running sports and leisure activities, advising at eye clinics, driving, fundraising, escorting and guiding, and working in the charity's equipment and information centre. The Lord Mayor of Norwich, David Fullman, and the Mayor of Great Yarmouth, Kerry Robinson Payne, presented long service certificates to a number of volunteers who've reached significant milestones. Acting Chief Executive Julie Lithgow said, "Without our wonderful volunteers, we'd simply not be able to offer the range of services that we do to visually impaired people across Norfolk. We're incredibly lucky not just to have so many of them, but because they are all also incredibly loyal. The demand for our services continues to grow, and we would very much welcome anyone who's thinking of becoming a volunteer. It's a richly rewarding thing to do." Anyone who would like more information about becoming a volunteer for the NNAB can contact office at nnab.org.uk or call on 01603 629 558.